We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're wrapping up here on Fans and the Pros. After us, following this show, the Westwood One Fantasy Football Show. And then at 8 o'clock, the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Do not miss that. Alan Waddell, Brad LeMonnet. Have a great interview tonight with the great Archie Manning discussing the 1970 Sugar Bowl. So great stuff there for you guys to listen into and do. Before we get to predictions, I wanted to bring one thing up. Obviously, this past week, one of the big stories around the NFL was the amount of injuries, the severity of injuries all around the National Football League. The Saints were fortunate not to have, you know, much of the same continue on Monday Night Football. But there's one of those in particular that is just really fascinating. I wanted to get your thoughts on it, and that was Tyrod Taylor. First of all, did you ever break a rib, Deuce?
Bruised. I don't think it was
cracked,
broken.
Cracked a rib.
Yeah, I had a bruised, cracked rib. I had a cracked rib.
Okay. So I think that's broken. I think so.
Well, I mean, it ain't broken all the way. It's cracked. It's
I don't
fractured.
Think that.
I mean,
I don't think you, it has to be sticking out of
play.
Your stomach for it to be broken.
Well, that's what I wanted. I wanted to stick out the stomach, but yeah, I had a flapjack. Yes.
So, Tyrod Taylor dealing with a cracked rib, and during the injection process pregame, the team doctor punctured his lung with the needle. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. That might be something totally normal. It may be common. That is the craziest sounding thing that I've ever heard in my entire life.
Do you know how that Zach, I would agree 100%, because most of the time if you're going to get a shot, it's normally in the rear end. Very few times do they have to go to the spot. Now, right. I've had it in the spot for my knees and or my ankle, and I was leery on that one. You knew he was in some pain if he has to go to the spot. And then there was a situation. The situation was basically, this is after warm-ups. And so
correct.
This is after they've went out, warmed up. He goes in to try to alleviate some of that pain, and he's not available. And so now you tell the rookie, hey, look, you're up. Rookie is just like, what? I'm. You mean I'm playing? Yeah, Tyrod, he can't go. What happened? He just warmed up. He took all the first team snaps, all the passes, everything. You have to go tell the head coach that. Can you imagine going to tell the head coach, hey, coach, we got to make some adjustments?
Well, did you
think about the coaches
hear,
that have think about listen, the coaches they, that have already left to go up to the up the elevator, you know, and they're not even down there in the locker room anymore.
Listen, Justin Herbert said they came to him on the sideline 15 seconds. He said the kick was in the air before they told him that he was starting that football game. Can you imagine? Week two of your rookie year, no preseason, and you don't know for – they're not the slightest thought in your brain that you're going to go walk on that field. Played fantastic. You got to tip your cap to him. Played really well, almost got a win against the Chiefs in his first start as an NFL quarterback. But what a crazy situation. I mean, just crazy.
I thought they at least told him in the locker room, but they didn't.
No, on the field. Right before kick, I think they were still kind of hoping, and they realized that it wasn't really
he
safe
wasn't coming out.
For Tyrod. Yeah, he wasn't even coming out. So, just a crazy deal. I wanted to bring it up. I think it's a wild deal. I bruised a lung against Carolina, I want to say 2016. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me. It was absolutely terrible. Man, I tried to cut Quan Short.
He's
coming off the ball and he doesn't really see the cut coming, and basically I got out in front of him and the knee of the leg that he was pushing off of for his first step just right underneath my pads, and I bruised a lung. There's a picture of Drew coming over. He's got his hand on my chest. And I'm laying there because I couldn't breathe, right? I mean, I could not get oxygen into my body. But yeah, man, it was horrible. So when I hear, you know, first of all, I had a cracked rib, I'm like, oh, I can't imagine throwing a football. Like, you can't even lay down to sleep, let alone like throw a football or get hit or whatever. But then you go in to get it alleviated because you're going to play, and the doc throws that needle right on through the lung. Pretty wild situation. I just thought it was worth bringing up. All right, Deuce. It's that time of the show. You did better in the first week than you did in the second.
I was very
wrong. So did I. But what's your prediction for the game?
I do call this when the Saints win. I call it a shootout. But the Saints, this is a lot closer. Saints only win by three. I don't have a score for you.
You're just going to say plus three.
Correct.
Okay. I had 31-28 written down. That's where I think it's going to be. And I honestly think it's going to come towards the end of this game. I think both these defenses are going to play pretty well early in this football game. But I'm excited to see it. It's going to be great. Do not miss it right here on WWL and the entire Saints Radio Network. Deuce and I, again, kick off at 7:20. Pregame festivities starting at 3. Deuce, thank you. Mark Menard for running the show in the booth. Steve Geller, and as well as our executive producer, Diane Newman. Thank you all for listening. This is WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.